Return to sender, high-profile mental health campaigner Mike King got emotional as he handed back his Order of Merit medal today. He reckons the government's mental health funding efforts have failed and no one in power is listening. More than 100 people joined him on a hikoi to Parliament today, including our reporter Tom Kitchen and cameraman Dom Thomas.
Emotions running high from Te Papa to Parliament today. Mike King in tears as he thanked supporters.
Look, I just thank you for coming. Thank you for coming and thank you for honouring this silence, you know. And I just want you to know that there are people out there like me. We care. We care. We're hearing.
And he tried to explain his reasons for returning the honour.
Everyone's asking me, you know, like, how I feel about giving the medal back. I feel nothing about giving the medal back, but I feel just a profound sense of sadness that no one's listening. It's not fair.
Then, with his wife and daughter in tow, he handed his medal to Michael Webster, the Secretary and Registrar of the New Zealand Order of Merit.
There it is, brother. Everything's in there.
Thank you for bringing back, Mike. I'd just like to acknowledge that the reasons why you got this stand, of course.
Yeah.
Your service to the country was recognised by the Queen, and that's what this was. And I appreciate and acknowledge and understand and respect what you did.
Thank you, my brother. Right. Have a good day.
Some of the people who joined the hikoi spoke of their own challenges. Alan Davidson lost his daughter as she struggled with mental health.
Yeah, we lost a daughter 4.5 years ago, and I was just talking to some people that I know coming up here today. They lost a son a year ago, and I just said to them, I wish I could tell you it got easier, but here I am, they're a year down, I'm 4.5 years down, and it can be like yesterday, and there's always triggers.
Many hugged King as he handed back his medal. Mr. Davidson describes it as hugging an icon.
It was kind of hard to let go, and I think he found the same, you know. It's just, obviously we've both been there, and Yeah, it was, mate. It was, you know, it must be like hugging Richard McCaw, but a different level, mate.
Mr. King argues the government's $1 billion investment in mental health over the last few years has been wasted.
It hasn't improved anything. In fact, it's actually made it worse because there's an expectation from families now that the help's going to be there, and it's just not.
But Director General of Health Dr. Ashley Bloomfield has a different view.
Yeah, I am confident. I think if you look at the responses the Minister's given recently, you will see that there is a lot of money going out the door in that. And there's been a lot of work over the last 3 to 6 months to put in place new contracts with new providers that are coming on board from July.
Acting Chief Executive of the Mental Health and Wellbeing Commission, Karen Osborne, admits the message from the community is that change isn't happening fast enough or evenly across the country. But she insists it is happening.
System transformation does take time. So when we're wanting to have new and different types of services, particularly when we prioritise development of more kaupapa Māori services, Pacific services, peer-led services, then actually working with communities to co-design those services together, what the services will look like and how they'll be provided, that engagement takes time.
We're here at Parliament and it's been an emotional journey here from Te Papa. There's been hugs, there's been tears and promises that it's not over yet.
In a statement, the Ministry of Health says it's 2 years into a large program of work to improve mental health and wellbeing in New Zealand. It says it will be a long-term program. The government has already rolled out a significant number of services around the country that are already making a difference to thousands of people every month.